more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when you would listen to the radio all day long with your boombox just to record your favorite song of all time? Now you can download it onto your smartphone wearing your earbuds while drinking your smoothie, then vaping while you're getting another tattoo and posting a selfie on Instagram. I'm kind of really missing the 80s right now.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Bernie Sanders wins the Democrats' New Hampshire presidential primary about a percentage point ahead of Pete Buttigieg. Senator Sanders says no matter who wins the nomination,
we are going to unite together and defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
That is bullcrap.
If today's Washington were serving America well, a guy like Donald Trump would never have come within cheating distance of the Oval Office in the first place.
Amy Klobuchar surging to a close third in New Hampshire.
What we've been is steady, we've been strong, and we've never quit.
A distant fourth and fifth, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden.
We will need a nominee that the broadest coalition of our party feels like they
can
get behind.
Her voice makes you never want to have sex.
Don't go away. You're not getting rid of us. We're coming back, and we love you.
Sure you are.
Out of the race, Michael Bennett and Andrew Yang. Deval Patrick says he might be done, too. America's listening to Fox News.
Friday! St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark-manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilty expectations. And don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday! St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
It is 7:04. I was just outside checking.
Mm-hmm.
No rain. Looks like it could, again.
Still raining at Maxwell.
Only thing I ran into again is that big drop that comes off the roof when you open the door. It's kind of comes down and runs down your... I mean, it's like a super drop. It's not like a little raindrop.
I had a weather question for you, okay. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, because maybe you don't know the answer, but
okay.
You said that the official reporting is out at Danley Field, right? Mm-hmm. Why Danley Field and not, say, Maxwell Air Force Base? Because you know they've probably got, I mean, they have weather stuff there, right?
Oh, yeah. They report, there's an observation that goes out from every airport in the world called it's called a METAR. But anyway, it
happens. Is that like the Motar? That commercial with the guy that's half man, half motorcycle?
Anyway, so Maxwell has their own weather office, and
yeah.
The one at the Department of Commerce is used to be, you know, National Weather Service office out at Danley Field. That's the official station of record.
There's the military run. There's the military one. There's
the DOD.
Yeah.
And then there's the Department of Commerce.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious. I drive by Maxwell every day.
Yeah.
Going home, and I was just I thought,
I know a lot of those guys listen to us. They have a weather office too.
Yeah. All right. That's just my weather question for the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
There'll be a lot of questions as the day gets on. Let's get some answers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
That little area of showers that we've been tracking for the last couple of hours has moved a little north now. The axis of showers are wetting down Prattville and Millbrook and the Blue Ridge area south of Wetumpka right now. Our forecast for today, very warm for a February day. You bet. 81 yesterday. How about 80 today? That would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm possible later on. Showers and thunderstorms become likely late tonight, especially the overnight hours. Possibly strong, maybe severe. Check out my morning video this morning if you want to get more of the meat and potatoes of this. Risk of rain through about lunchtime tomorrow, falling temperatures into the 50s by afternoon. The overnight low temperature on Thursday night, 35, and mid-50s for a high on Friday, breezy and cool. Dry Saturday with a high around 60, scattered showers Sunday. Jeez, you saw that picture of downtown Montgomery with the amphitheater underwater.
Oh, yeah.
The river.
That whole Riverwalk area just...
The river's now up to 39 feet.
We had people commenting on that, calling in yesterday afternoon, who saw it and are very concerned about it. I don't know if you caught the little thing I posted yesterday.
Oh, the Selma thing with the, with the Loch Ness, with Nessie there.
Yeah. Somebody, I think it was Rosie.
Yeah.
She didn't know what that was, why that was funny.
Oh.
I saw that, and I just cracked up.
Yeah.
I put that on.
I've seen that before.
Fast as anything I've ever faced. Look at the reactions. 212.
Yeah, right.
And 53 shares. That is pretty good.
So anyway, the river's up to 39 feet. It's going to go up 2 more feet. And the amphitheater's underwater. Not surprising. That happens a lot. Right now, this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. Raining at Maxwell at 61 now at 7:08.
Okay, if you have given thought, first of all, every day, at least part of my day, is spent finding glasses, cleaning glasses, tearing open those annoying glass cleaning little packets.
Yep.
And the only reason I do that is because when I went to get checked out for a LASIK procedure, I learned that my vision issue was one that cannot be fixed with LASIK. And I was disappointed. Hey, that, you know, we all have our issues, right? But I really wanted it and didn't see why I'd be rejected. As it turns out, I have better than perfect vision still in one eye and 2200 in the other. And LASIK will not correct that. Joey, though, was eligible for LASIK, got it, and it's amazing. You know, when your eyesight kind of goes south and you get into the habit of having to wear glasses or putting in contact lenses and going through that daily routine and hassle, when you suddenly don't need any of that, the biggest, the hardest habit to break is reaching for those things that you no longer need, like your glasses and the cleaners and all the rest. That's what LASIK can do. But step one, if you're interested, is to see if it'll work for you. Montgomery Eye Physicians, right across from Chabby's on Vaughan Road, can get you in and out on a lunch hour. If that's all the time you have during the day, call them at 271-3804 to make the appointment. There is absolutely no charge for this, but they've got to make this step to know whether or not LASIK will work for you. When it comes to the procedure, they have the most experienced people anywhere. I mean, Dr. Swan and Shin not only rank as the best locally, but on a national basis with what they know and what they've accomplished in their careers. That's 271-3804. Or learn more at onlinemep.com. As we hit 7:09, random facts, followed by the $10. By the way, today's Wednesday. Specials change. And we'll have a pop quiz question. Yeah, I kind of... My popper came in out of sequence, but you catch what I'm saying.
Yep.
Convoluted intros.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One lawmaker is proposing a bill that would get rid of the state auditor's office. Senator Andrew Jones says the state already has a true auditing agency, and consolidating the responsibilities would save money. This bill did not get a committee vote Tuesday. It will be discussed at a later date. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Tuesday. Police say that 25-year-old Mike Lowry was shot and killed in the 700 block of Sandra Street. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team is holding public meetings today. The goal is to get public input on the critical issues the transition team is tackling. The meeting is tonight at 5:30 at Montgomery City Hall. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This program is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I remember the 1980s. We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah, things really have changed since then.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get ready for a real doozy coming up here. You're going to love it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is February 12th, Paul Bunyan Day. If you've got a bunion so big that you've given it a name, today's the day to make that appointment with a podiatrist and get Paul removed. To your foot health on Paul Bunyan Day.
And now, Paul falls over the studio as I show off the bunion on my...
Random God.
Whoa. I want to replay that in slow-mo.
That was a...
Paul falls over the studio as I show off the bunion on my
random facts.
That was a 7-pound ham in a 4-pound bag. You got it in there.
Hey, nobody is more surprised that it came out correctly than me. Now I'm going to go wander off somewhere not realizing where I am. You guys just come and find me, okay?
Did you know the melody for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, the Alphabet Song, and Ba Ba Black Sheep, which, by the way, they're all the same, was not composed by Mozart when he was 5 years old. According to popular belief, that's the case. But no, it was already a popular French folk tune, which existed for decades before Mozart composed a series of variations on the tune.
Okay. So, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah. Did you know... By the way, all the random facts here are just kind of silly today. There's not really any sort of, you know, statistic-like stuff and whatever. They're all silly, such as this one.
I like silly.
Did you know that the, you familiar with the Uncrustables from Smuckers?
No.
I've heard the term. I know it's cost plus 10
in
food up.
And I can eat a box of 10 in one sitting if I want to.
Aren't they frozen?
They're frozen, yes.
Okay, yeah. Show loves those.
But you just let them thaw out. Basically, it's... and by the way, this is what the... you can get a fried one at the fair sometimes. Mm. But it's basically just... It's a round... Two pieces of round bread with no crust.
Okay.
It's like a little pie. And it's got peanut butter and jelly inside. And that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not aware of that.
But if you go to the fair, they rub it around in... dough.
And then deep fry it.
And then they deep fry it. That's right. And it's delicious.
Everything's deep fried.
Mm.
They rub it around in what?
Dough!
Oh.
Dough. Smuckers.
Smuckers.
Uncrustables sends all of their discarded crusts to be made into animal feed. So it's not wasted. It all goes, you know, it's all used. Huh. Whether by humans or animals.
Oh, that's nice.
It's all getting used. Okay. Did you know... Bubblegum is not a naturally occurring flavor. The flavor of bubblegum does not naturally occur. It has to be made. Well, what is bubblegum made of?
I've always wondered.
The flavor of bubblegum is typically made from banana, pineapple, cinnamon, cloves, and wintergreen. That's your flavor of bubblegum.
Huh.
Who knew? Cloves? That's what the dentist office smells like.
Yeah, well, cloves are in there. So yeah,
what you meant?
I was unaware. Did you know? Tom and Jerry and Popeye cartoons. This was probably in around the they were made in the 60s. Now Tom and Jerry and Popeye, they were made earlier before then, but they stopped production, and then MGM wanted to revive it, but did so without the original creators of the show. So the ones that were made in the 60s were made in Czechoslovakia.
Really?
In the 60s...
Why did they do...
that was considered communism. Czechoslovakia was considered a communist area.
Sure, right.
And could still be, I don't know. So names of the staff were Americanized to avoid backlash.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. These are just the ones that were made in the 60s. So just keep that in mind, that it's not all of them, just the ones in the 60s. Did you know tomatoes are not native to Italy?
They're not?
No, they were imported from North America.
You're kidding.
No.
How did they come to own the tomato?
I have no clue.
Those Italians.
No. Central and South America were also places where the tomatoes were from, but they got imported to Italy from North America.
How about that?
So, yeah.
None of that.
Did you know the Betsy Ross flag was first used in battle during a small skirmish in Delaware? That skirmish was known as, it's a bridge in Delaware called Cooch.
Joe Biden was there.
Cooch's Bridge in Delaware. That's where it was first used. We still good?
Yes.
Wow, all right.
One more minute. Two.
Okay.
Two if you need it.
Me and Rich will understand this one. Actually, not really, but, you know, we just own the device. By 2016, 250,000 people had asked their Alexa to marry them.
Oh, is that right?
What?
Well, it's just one of the, hey, Alexa, will you marry me? That's basically how it works.
Has Alexa
I don't know what she says to that question.
Ever talked to you when you didn't say her name at the beginning? Because my Echo Dot sometimes just says something to me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Pretty weird. Pretty spooky.
I've never had that happen before.
Okay. Well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've had it react when a commercial.
Yeah, when somebody says Alexa.
Says that, or I'm watching a TV show where maybe there's a character named Alexa.
Right.
And her name is said.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen her light go on a couple times.
Right,
exactly.
So that's happened before. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the state meal of Oklahoma. Yeah.
The state meal?
It's the only state that has a state meal.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about that. Dog show judges. The dog show, was it Westminster just recently?
Yes, we have something on that.
Okay. That is coming up. We'll talk about Albert Einstein as well. And an American rapper and McDonald's and their connection together. I'll tell you about that as well. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Here you go, Jay.
Barking be best, cause you're only a dog. Westminster crown, you gotta take it. Perfectly groomed, though you only say rough. You got the puppy fluff to make it.
What is this a parody of?
Labrador or Bichon Frise, good boys will succeed.
So familiar.
Put your paws onto the scale and keep wagging that tail. You're the best in show.
I never want to mess you down.
You're the best in show. You're not that outside when you have to go. You're the best in show.
That's from Rocky.
Hope they don't end up like Cujo.
Can we play it on one of our seven stations?
Could be.
And we already know who the best on our show is.
Bailey. The board op dog.
Not just any dog, but
Bailey, the board op dog.
Yep. Sorry,
720. And we also know the best place to get your car fixed if you've been in a wreck, whether it's minor cosmetic damage or you can play the beer barrel polka with the front end of your vehicle. Bring it to Montgomery Paint and Body and make sure it comes out looking just like it did the day you first saw it and fell in love with it. That's what they do at MPB. They begin by assessing every single thing that needs to be fixed. When there's a wreck, there were some unethical people in that business years ago here, and Donnie Turner said, I'm not playing that game. We're not going to cheat the customers. I have to live with that kind of a plan. I'm not going to do it. And they stuck to their guns, and eventually they kind of compelled others to stop that. I mean, it's not even legal to do that. They were cheating the insurance company and customers. That, you know, and Donnie Turner, you know, he does not want to, you know, made a decision on day one not to deal with that, not to live with that. Yeah. And Brandon, his son, now that they're parted up together at MPB, maintain that high standard. So much so that they have become the body shop that insurance companies have gone to videotape their processes so they can show others, this is what we expect from you. This level of effort, this level of expertise, these state-of-the-art tools, and this level of talented people restoring cars to their original look. Montgomery Peyton Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number's 27REC with a W. Now, let's see who might be there.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Remember, school zones are still in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids as we head towards 7:30. We have got a lot of cars on the boulevard. Moderate traffic all around the city. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway Building. We're seeing a lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka. Some bunching up at all the lights into the city. 31 from Prattville, same situation. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. No accidents reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4444. 24/7 here. Like us on Facebook.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On February 12, 1809, the world welcomed little baby Charles Darwin. When the future father of the theory of evolution came into the world, the doctor said, "Congratulations, it's a monkey." No, wait, hold on. It's a human. Charles Darwin, a star is born.
And now,
let's not monkey around and get back to part two of
Simple, Effective.
Thank you.
So did you know, well, you probably did because of the tease I told you, Oklahoma is the only state that has an official state meal. Okay. Not just a state food, they have a state meal. Here is Oklahoma's state meal. Squash, cornbread, fried okra. That's it. I'm moving to Oklahoma. Barbecue pork, grits, biscuits, sausage and gravy, corn. This is a big meal. Chicken fried steak, black-eyed peas, strawberries, and pecan pie.
What about dessert?
Sounds like Golden Corral.
That's huge. That's a huge state meal. Ugh. That's big. Did you know dog show judges aren't looking for the fanciest dog on the show or in the show? They are judging each dog against what's known as the breed standard. And common dog breeds rarely win because they've been bred so far away from the original standard. And what kind won again? What did that song say?
Well, they get the winner. The best in show is today.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, but the Scottish Terrier, we had that story a couple days ago, is the one that, or the Terrier group has won the most.
Okay. So we'll know today. All right. Did you know that Albert Einstein hated wearing socks?
I don't blame him.
In a letter to his wife, he said that the reason he stopped wearing socks was because his big toe always ended up making a hole in them, and he couldn't stand it. So, yeah.
I remember that as a kid. That was a problem. It was an issue.
Had a blowout?
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
And finally.
Okay.
Did you know that American rapper Pusha T wrote the famous McDonald's jingle, "I'm Lovin' It," in 2003? However, poor guy did not own any of the publishing rights for it.
Oh, brother.
He learned from his multi-million dollar mistake and now owns 40% of the publishing rights of the Arby's campaign. Huh. We have the meats.
We have the meats.
What's the one that...
That's very annoying, the way they say that in the commercial.
Barry Manilow did a McDonald's commercial.
Like a really big Bernie Sanders.
We have the meats.
He did a... Barry Manilow did a lot of those. And yes. He did one for McDonald's. You remember which one that could have been? You deserve a break today.
Yeah. I've been to a Barry Manilow concert. I was dragged there by Shelley Sko.
Yeah, you too?
Yeah. Oh, you went with her? I didn't know you went out with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I was during Spin the Bottle.
Yeah. So let me take a moment here to remind everybody that whatever you guys caucus.
Yes. Those are your random facts.
$10 Food Outlet Pop question. I am going to tell you about the specials of Food Outlet a little bit later. Just a reminder that this afternoon at 5:10, every day there's a different thing, a different focus in the market. What we've seen lately is reactions both negatively and then confidently relative to the coronavirus. It is doing a number that's paralyzing China. And Brent McDonald's been sharing interesting insights on how an event like that, that maybe you're not invested, but these things still affect everybody's money at some level. So he connects the dots. They're also, the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management can help you put together something to secure your financial future, whether you're looking to grow a nest egg, a fallback option, just in case, readying for a nice retirement, or saving towards a goal, like your kid's education or your first home. You can help you with that, too, and teach you on the concepts of phantom money and how much we really just fritter away without realizing it, that we could redirect it into something that will become that nest egg in the future. Make your appointment to see him at 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. They do a great job for a lot of my friends and family. Right now, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. I'm going to go out on my own on this one there, Rich, but I appreciate the effort
there. No problem.
By 2016, how many people had asked their Alexa to marry them?
Oh, yeah.
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 Simple as that number, 272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. Very busy on I-65 and 85 into Montgomery right now. Got a slowdown 65 southbound from the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook into Montgomery. We have a very busy boulevard. Taylor Road's jumping, as well as Atlanta Highway. We're seeing a lot of cars on 31 from Prattville, 231 from Wetumpka. Busy at all the red lights. If you're in it, you know what I'm talking about. The good news, we have no accidents reported anywhere at this time to pass along to you. So buckle up, drive carefully this morning. If anything happens, we will let you know about it right here. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 a month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
7:33, Olivia gets first crack at this pop quiz question. Good morning, Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I think it's 250,000.
You got it right.
That is correct. Okay.
How old are you, Olivia?
I'm 10.
10 years old. Are you on your way to school this morning?
Yes, sir.
Where do you go to school?
Montgomery Catholic.
Oh, cool.
All right, so we've had representation from where?
Yeah. Yes.
Montgomery Catholic.
Yeah.
As well. Well, thank you so much, Olivia. Do you listen every day?
Yeah, usually when I ride with my dad.
I got you.
Ah, cool.
All right. Well, have a great day at school, and stand by. Don't hang up.
I got to get some information from you.
All right, okay. Hold on. And Donner is on the line. Let's welcome the Donner Party, as we call him. Hello.
I got a question. Did Alexa ever say yes?
Yeah, we didn't get that part of it, did we?
Yeah, some of the canned answers are really funny with Siri and with Alexa. They have some funny responses. I don't know what her response is to that. I'll ask her later.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah. I think my life is better without those things. I do not want one of those in my house. I mean, it was a big enough adjustment going for the... DVD player.
Yeah.
I don't need Alexa. Thanks for the call. I how many times have just saying something, a certain syntax will activate.
I know. The phone. Like yesterday, my watch started talking to me and I didn't even say anything to her.
Wait a minute. We got breaking news on Best in Show. I guess I'm mistaken.
Stand by for news.
Terry McLamb says the poodle one.
Oh, the poodle one. Okay.
Somehow I thought I read this morning that Best in Show was...
Oh. What poodle?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, we're figuring that out at 7:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
You probably know we've been talking about the possibility of severe weather tonight, and we're still looking at that threat. However, a couple of things have changed. One is the parameters for severe weather are not nearly as impressive this week as they were last Wednesday night. But still, there's a threat of some damaging winds with some of these storms late tonight, especially from I-65 on westward. But really, all of the area is at least in a marginal severe weather risk. through the morning, through the overnight hours and through the morning hours. Meanwhile, let me back up. During the daytime hours today, I think we're going to be up near 80 degrees. We were 81 yesterday. If we get to 80, that would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm later. But the thunderstorms become more likely, of course, late tonight with those possibility of the stronger to severe storms. Risk of rain mainly till about lunch hour tomorrow, then falling temperatures in the afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night down to a 35. Mid-50s Friday, breezy, cool. Dry Saturday, high around 60. Scattered showers Sunday, right now this morning. Last time we checked at the beginning of the hour, Maxwell was reporting light rain, but I think that's probably ended by now. It's 61 degrees now, 737. Talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Luke Ryan. They are my friend because, who I was going to call for plumbing used to be an issue before I found out that Plumbing by Luke Ryan is second to none in the River Region for their plumbing expertise. And so now it's a no-brainer at my house because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, whether it's the middle of the night or it's the middle of the weekend or middle of a holiday. They're ready to take your call, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's pretty cool. They pick up the phone and call and tell you they're on their way. They assess the problem, sit down with you, explain the problem, and say this is what it's going to cost, and then they fix it. That's how easy it is. At calling Montgomery Paint and Body, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection. They'll come and check all your plumbing and look for problems that may be lurking that are about to become big problems and fix it before they become a major problem. Plumbing by Luke Ware, Alabama certification number 84417.
Thank you, Rich. At 7:38, let's talk to Dina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I just thought I'd tell you about the day I unplugged my Alexa.
The what?
The day you unplugged your Alexa.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. My mother and I live together. We're both widows.
Okay.
And we had apparently had beans for supper. I don't know. But it was rather loud in the living room between the two of us.
Okay.
And Alexa spoke up out of the blue and said, I believe the word you're looking for is flatulence.
You're kidding. Wow.
No, so I decided that day that I didn't need her company.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
just an FYI.
Alexa's always listening to everything, and I think we're going to hear more and more about it. Well, they've subpoenaed Alexa before in murder cases, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that story. Thank you very much. That was pretty entertaining. Yeah.
I understand. Thank you for the call. That was great. If you are really desperate for something romantic on Valentine's Day, Alexa can help.
It's time for Alexa Valentine's Day Theater.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Or?
Oh.
I'll never let go, Jack. I promise.
Or?
All I want to do is grow old with you.
Or? Come on.
You're the first boy I ever kissed, Jake, and I want you to be the last.
Oops. I don't want that.
Do you want me to ask
I am Groot.
Her?
I'm Groot.
Would you like me to ask her if I can marry her?
Yeah, please do.
Oops, hold on. Alexa, will you marry me?
We're at pretty different places in our lives, literally. I mean, you're on Earth, and I'm in the cloud.
I'll take that as a no.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I think you've just.
I've just been dumped.
That's okay. It happens to the best of even adorable people like you. We all get it once in a while. It's 7:40. When we come back, we have today's edition of Animal Stories. First, though, Fox Business.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Nokia and Deutsche Telekom have just pulled out of the Mobile World Congress meeting in Barcelona, Spain, because of the coronavirus outbreak. Organizers are meeting on Friday to decide whether to cancel the event. It's scheduled to start February 24th. It's considered the telecom industry's biggest meeting of the year. Intel, Sony, Amazon, and Facebook have also bailed out of the conference. CBS CVS Health is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Molson Coors' quarter was also better than forecast. You'll be seeing a lot more hard seltzer this year. Barron's Magazine says sales are expected to double. Anheuser-Busch InBev, Molson Coors, and Constellation Brands, Corona's parent company, are now all selling or about to launch hard seltzer products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays. What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Tuesday. Police say that 25-year-old Mike Lowry was shot and killed in the 700 block of Sandra Street. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. One lawmaker is proposing a bill that would get rid of the state auditor's office. Senator Andrew Jones says the state already has a true auditing agency and consolidating the responsibilities would save money. This bill did not get a committee vote Tuesday. It will be discussed at a later date. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team is holding public meetings today. The goal is to get public input on the critical issues the transition team is tackling. That meeting is tonight at 5:30 at Montgomery City Hall. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wayne Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wayne Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wayne Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. Oh, she's in full throttle this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
It is time on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, for animal stories. Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, bring us up to the vocal, please.
Is that thunder I heard?
Yes. Nice.
Hey.
Wolfman. Thank you very much. Thank you. That reminds me, I had a call yesterday, and Wolfman, that's a creature, right?
Right.
Yesterday afternoon, Bert called the show and wanted asked me if I had ever met Wolfman Jack, and I had, and I had a real go around with that guy. So if somebody listens in the morning and wants to hear that story this afternoon, remind me and I'll tell it. I promised Bert I would tell it, but we got so busy.
You know, where I met Wolfman? Right here in Montgomery, Alabama at WHHY.
All right, all right.
Did you ever meet Lon Chaney?
No.
Okay. The Wolfman.
I didn't like him. He was kind of a pathetic. Best in show at the 2020 Westminster Dog Show on Tuesday night.
It's a poodle.
I want to thank one of our listeners for... Well, Terry McLam.
Yeah, Wiley Poundstone called in, said he sent you an email. Link.
I got it. I just put it on Facebook.
So.
And once again, we thank Wiley Poundstone. Seba, a standard poodle, won Best in Show at the 2020 Westminster Dog Show last night, beating out dogs from more than 200 breeds at Madison Square Garden. Seba became the fifth standard poodle to earn the honor. Look at that haircut.
Yeah. Bailey, you could have won.
She competed under the full entry name GCHPCH Stone Run Afternoon Tea.
Good Lord.
Yeah. She is co-owned by Connie Unger, who was the handler at Madison Square Garden.
They call her Tea for short.
Kind of chubby for a woman who has to, you know, chase the dog around the... Earlier in the week, Pink, a Border Collie, won the Agility Championship, and Hart, a Labrador, won her fifth consecutive Obedience Crown, adding to her claim to being the most dominant dynasty you've ever heard of. And all of those stories and pictures of all of those dogs are on my Facebook page from today's Animal Stories.
All right,
Colorado Parks and Wildlife shared a video on Twitter showing a woman luring deer into her house in Evergreen, Colorado, and feeding them human food. They say it's harmful to both people and wild animals to do such a thing and have slapped her with a charge of feeding big game wildlife, an offense that carries a maximum fine of $100 per incident. Deer are very docile creatures. With a little coaxing, they can pretty much, you know, they'll approach people and they would come into your house, but what happens is you don't want them to lose the ability to take care of themselves. And those are your animal stories.
All right.
Guess who's having ribeye steaks next week? You guys. $7.88 a pound at Food Outlet. Their ribeyes are amazing. And this past week, and this again, I kind of start in this department when I'm trying to persuade people to at least try Food Outlet. Take a look at what you're paying for steak at the chain grocery stores.
Yeah.
It's almost crazy. Unconscionable.
When I see that they put the word sale on there, and then I look at the price and I go, that's the sale price?
If it's $7.88 a pound at Food Outlet for ribeyes, and believe me, the ones steaks I bought last week were red, wall-to-wall in the package. They were perfectly cut and lean.
Hey, that's not the news there. It's that one right below it.
That's the
news.
Bluebell ice cream?
That's the news right there.
$4.83, and let me tell you, we were kind of in an emergency situation when Roz came home from the hospital because she needed ice cream stuff that was cooling and soothing.
Yep.
And I didn't have time to run to Food Outlet. And right away, you go to the ice cream department at the nearby chain store.
$7, $7, $8?
Well, now, here's the thing. They had a $5.99 special, two for one at $5.99. But that was the lowest price for less than a half gallon of any ice cream in that store. A full half gallon of Bluebell is $4.83. That's the real deal. That's a full half gallon. Also, another easy meal to make, get a Boston butt pork roast, throw a little cricket dust on it, some pepper, and let it go. It cooks up very easily, very tender. Oh, and look at the Bailey! Breaking news for Bailey chicken tenders. Normally $2.99 a pound, they're $1.99.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
There's going to be a lot of those coming home with me on Sunday morning. Wow. Yeah, that's a great price.
That's an incredible price on chicken.
$5.99 a pound at the chains, at the lowest. Mm-hmm. At the lowest, $5.99 a pound. And Food Outlet chicken tenders are big and bountiful. So save money at all three locations. Real money. We're talking 10, 15, 20 bucks a week, depending on how much food you need to feed your family. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. I'll see you there Sunday morning around 7:30.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
That's GilFulbright.com. At 7:54, we're going to give away a $10 gift card with the conundrum. So why don't you whip everybody into a frenzy, and then we'll start the game. We're doing a mystery sound today.
Yeah. Okay. If I could give you the sound of... Well, see, that's the thing. When you walk into the Seafood Bistro, you're going to hear the sound of, you know, Louisiana. You're going to hear, like, you know, a little band playing on the mute. The music. It's going to be Zydeco type stuff, you know? Right. It's going to sound like Mardi Gras in there.
Well, because it's kind of a Cajun flavor.
Yeah, but if you walked into the kitchen, you would hear, first off, you'd hear a lot of busyness because they are always back there making the food that everybody's ordering and that sort of thing. But you would smell so many flavors. The red beans and rice, the gumbo, the shrimp and grits. The fried shrimp, the dragon shrimp, the cheese curds, the onion rings. You would smell all this fantastic food when you go to the Seafood Bistro. But maybe you can't go there. Maybe you just can't get away from the office, or maybe you just don't have time to hang around and wait.
What do I do?
Well, you can go online to theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com is where you can see pictures of all the food that they have there.
Yeah.
Put your order in, and you can go swing by, pick it up, or you can have it delivered. If you can't make it over there, you can have it delivered. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today. You can call them at 279-7500. Better yet, go to the website, theseafoodbistro.com, for the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
We're going to have to postpone the contest, though, after 8.
Okay.
But we can do that, right?
We can sure. Do anything we want to.
The good news story today, and it actually broke late yesterday, is that Jussie Smollett, who really twisted everybody in this country with his bullcrap fake assault.
He's been indicted again, huh?
Yeah, 6 charges. What happened the first time is they actually had 30 charges, and the DA in Chicago somehow decided to throw all of that out. Well, she apparently was taking some money, a little Chicago-like corruption there.
Oh, it looks sketchy as all, yeah.
Very bad. Bad look, and hopefully he'll be held accountable, and the truth will ultimately prevail. You know, they keep blaming division in America on a certain politician. Mm-hmm. It's crap like that that gets people riled up. Mm-hmm. And gets the hackles, their hackles raised and all that. We don't need that.
Did he ever get back on that TV show? Was he?
I do not know.
I don't think so.
Empire, I think, was either going to end its run or had one season left. I don't think so. And to their credit, it was the cast, at least, that stood up and said no.
Right.
We don't need that here either. And somebody does something like that, what was the point? What were you trying to accomplish with something so blatantly? If you haven't seen it, Google Dave Chappelle, Jussie Smollett. It is one of the funniest stand-ups that guy has ever done.
He is not returning for the final season.
No.
Good.
So.
And hopefully it'll... keep him out of TV for a
while. He was written out of the show at the end of its 5th season, and its 6th and final season, I believe, is currently airing.
It's nice to know that people with toxic attitudes are not welcome anywhere. That's got to be an equal opportunity thing as well. At 7:58, President's Day is Monday. Monday, yep. Monday, Monday.
Yep.
Valentine's Day on
means
Friday.
Means nothing to us.
Yeah, I know.
Very special day we call Monday.
Here in the private sector, yes. It's just another Monday. But we'll have a special show. For example, Abe would have been, 211 today. So he was like childhood friends with what, Joe Biden? Duh, be here until 9. Maybe not quite that long.
Did Joe Biden come in 6th, 5th, or 6th?
5th, I believe, wow. And got no delegates, and neither did Elizabeth Warren, the walking, talking cure for priapism. President's Day, though, is something that you don't